And the Westminster government's vowing to clamp down on financial firms that operate tax avoidance schemes. And tax avoidance is legal, of course. It's evasion that's not. But elaborate accountancy schemes to cut tax bills are under attack as never before. Last month, you remember, the Prime Minister condemned the tax arrangements of comedian Jimmy Carr. He said it was morally wrong. And now the Treasury Minister says it's morally wrong to pay tradesmen cash in hand. And David Cameron's government's considering forcing accountants to hand over the details of wealthy people who use aggressive tax avoidance schemes. So is it a welcome get tough approach, or is it a witch hunt against rich people who aren't breaking a law? Well, joining me now, commentator David Vance and trade unionist Bumper Graham. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
So, Bumper Graham, you know, somebody comes to the house, they do a bit of plumbing or electrical work or whatever, and I pay them in cash. What's wrong with that?
Well, nothing wrong with it, providing they, of course, are doing their tax returns and their VAT returns. But I think that what has happened in the last 24 hours is that the government have decided, as usual, to go after the small fish in the pond, whilst the big sharks continue to chop around in the waters, hoovering everything else up. I mean, we have Philip Green, who avoids tax of £300 million a year. So it's about time we got the big boys in all of this. I mean, likewise, when you look at the Northern Ireland Executive website, every week you see 10, 15 cases where people have been prosecuted for doing the double. I have yet to see on that website one case where the actual employer who is abusing those workers, where they have been actually taken to court. So again, this is government having a go at people further down the food chain and doing their best to help those that support themselves.
But no one wants to pay tax.
Well, we all need to pay tax, and we all should pay a fair amount of tax, be that as individuals or be it corporate, because it's only through a fair taxation system that we can deliver effective and important public services.
David Vance, you know, as I say, no one wants to pay tax. And if I choose to pay someone by cash in the privacy of my own home, in the kitchen or whatever, that's okay?
Yeah, sure. It's your business. I mean, can I start by pointing out the sublime irony of politicians lecturing any of us on morality? I mean, do you think we've forgotten the expensive scandals when our taxes went to keep them in the style to which they've become accustomed? And, I mean, isn't it hilarious that David Gawke, the Conservative politician who's been leading this onslaught on so-called tax avoidance, is married to, yes, that's right, a corporate tax avoidance lawyer? Do as I say, eh? So, on the substance, you know, of the issue at hand, the idea of like naming and shaming tax avoiders is dangerous nonsense. If anyone breaks the law, as you've pointed out, that's tax evasion, and the powers are already there to deal with them. But tax avoidance is entirely lawful. And I mean, what's wrong with ensuring that you pay the state precisely what is owed to it, and not a penny more? I mean, the accountants that provide such a service, to my mind, are heroes, not villains. And rather than talking about, you know, criminalising them, we should be celebrating their service. And perhaps the most important point of all is this. The UK's tax code is the longest in the world. I believe it's in the region of 11,500 pages. That's why accountants prosper, and that's why tax avoidance is actually essential.
There's no point, though, in pretending if we don't pay our taxes, we won't have our schools and our hospitals, and people shout about we need to have this, we're entitled to that, we're entitled to the other. If we're not paying our taxes, those things won't happen. But, of course, the problem is most people don't have a choice. It's taken out at source. It's only the richer people who can manage their affairs, who can have an accountant to move things around, who can take their money out somewhere offshore or buy an acre of forestry or whatever the latest angle is. Most people in the public service, Bumper Graham, the money's taken out before they even see it.
Yes, I mean, for the vast majority of workers, be they in the public sector or indeed the private sector, it's all done through PAYE and through national insurance contributions. But I mean, I can't understand David saying that these financiers and accountants are heroes.
They're
the opposite. They're the villains of the peace.
No, the villains.
Now, where I do accept there is an issue here, and that is that government should actually make the tax system robust so that there is no scope whatsoever for anybody to avoid tax, and that they should be spending more money on tax inspectors in order to deal with the evasion that goes on in this country as well.
But the issue at hand is tax avoidance, Bumper, not tax evasion.
And yes, but what I'm saying is we should tighten the rules up. So
I've long argued for the simplification of the tax code and the introduction of a flat tax. That would sort the whole thing out.
Well, the introduction of a flat tax only helps the richest.
This greedy government just wants more and more of our taxes to lavish and waste.
It's only right that those that are earning the most pay the most.
Moral wrong.
No, it's only right. I mean, why should someone who's struggling to buy on £15,000-£20,000 a year pay the same amount of tax as someone who's earning £3-5 million a year?
Surely it's proportion to what you earn. I mean, there's no point in saying everybody pays a flat amount because people who earn a lot, is it not
they
a proportion?
Pay much more. That's right. They pay much more. The top 10% of taxpayers pay 50% of tax.
But they get all that back through various dodges and deals, including pension benefits and relief from pension contributions and all sorts of other scams that they have. And we should close the scams down.
It's perfectly legal.
That's what I'm saying. We should close the scams down.
That these people are in some way breaking the law. They're not. You mightn't like it. Those in the public sector who want to take so much of our taxes to fund their own largesse may be offended at this notion that those of us who actually create wealth might want to hang on to it as much of it as possible. But I think we should. But here's one for you. Should the government name and shame everyone with an ISA? Are these people also potential tax-avoiding criminals?
We're just totally legal. In fact, we're being encouraged to save with ISAs, aren't we?
Exactly. So this is the hypocrisy of the government. It actually, on the one hand, is having a go at tax avoiders in one regard, and at the same time, as you say, Linda, it's encouraged people to take out ISAs. But why do people take out ISAs? I'll tell you why. They take out ISAs to reduce the amount of tax they pay, and rightly so. But
ISAs are limited in the amount that you can actually invest in them.
But the principle, is the principle right or wrong?
The principle is right in the sense that people should be encouraged to invest particularly and save for the retirement, primarily through being a member of a decent occupational pension scheme. But we do need to address the faults in our tax system in the UK. At this point in time, the government is making redundant tax inspectors, yet each tax inspector brings in somewhere in the region of £700,000. Now, it'd be much more effective to employ tax inspectors, bring in £700,000, which would fund our essential public services.
Tell me this. The UK tax code is 11,500 pages long. How many further pages long do you think it should be?
I don't disagree with David that it should be simplified. It should be easier for employers to make tax deductions. It should be easier for those that earn the most to pay their fair amount of taxes. And that's the way forward.
The top 10% pay 50% of taxes.
So, they do not.
How much more than that should they pay? I think they should pay, you know, that's a pretty good contribution. And all that we're really having is government, which cannot manage its own budgets, actually trying to distract us all from that central fact by putting up this...
Well, do you think it's right that Philip Green avoids £300 million of tax?
Is it Philip Green who is single-handedly keeping the UK economy in recession by creating employment? I mean, I'm sure you're aware of all the people in the UK who owe their jobs to Sir Philip
How
Green.
How can you justify somebody avoiding tax the tune of £300 million a year. That would pay for many of our much-needed schools and hospitals.
No, hang on a second. I can't justify it because it's entirely lawful.
Let's move away from Philip Green, who we can't stand over his actual financial affairs, but whatever many millions we're talking about, how does that compare to an electrician or a plumber who's finding it hard to make ends meet and does a job in somebody's house and gets paid in cash and puts it in his back pocket?
Exactly. I mean, that's the other point. I mean, if, as Bumper said, if you pay a tradesman cash in hand, and let's face it, that's been going on since the dawn of time, does that make you a tax avoider and should you be named and shamed? And
I'm not defending the person in that situation. I believe that self-employed person should be paying their fair amount of tax.
Pardon?
They should be paying their fair amount of tax.
Which, of course, goes to our hospitals, our schools, our police service, our roads, our rail. That's what makes the country run.
Well, yeah, but unfortunately, Linda, the problem is that, you know, that we live in a recession, and I'm afraid that the public sector has to shrink. It cannot. I'm not prepared to keep dipping my hand in the pocket to prop up a bloated sector. And really what this is all about is government trying to come after those of us who create wealth to pay for those who spend it.
Well, we've seen the importance of the public sector coming to the rescue in this last week when G4S totally failed the country in terms of the Olympic Games. And it's only public servants in the form of the armed forces and the police who are actually rescuing the Olympics.
The problem is whatever new system was put into place, whatever is designed by clever people who think they're closing loopholes, there will be cleverer people and rich people will pay them to find another loophole, another way of avoiding legally paying tax, and they can afford to do it.
And why shouldn't they? I think that's absolutely admirable. At the end of the day, why give the state a penny more than it is legally obliged to take from us?
But the richer people are able to do that and the poorer people don't have the choice. It's taken out of source.
But hang on a second. The poorer people, as you put it, are being oppressed by this government who are saying that if you pay cash to a tradesman, then the principle also applies to you. You're a tax avoider. If you've got an ISA, you're a tax avoider. Now, I think that thinking is fundamentally wrong, and it's wrong to try kind of stereotype it around rich people. This is a more fundamental thing. The issue is the state seeking to take as much from us as possible, and I think that's morally wrong.
We can't avoid the fact that the rich are involved in both tax avoidance and tax evasion. There was a report out this week that says that the richest in society hide somewhere in the region of £13 trillion.
Well, I'd like to see the evidence behind that. And try.
Well,
and,
the evidence is available. That's through the McKinsey report for the Tax Justice Network.
It's socialism, but I don't think it deals with the fact that government has to start learning to live within its financial limits, and it should stop blaming hard-working people who have every right to lawfully hold on to their income. Less tax all round is the way forward.